I'm in St. Mark's, see? I try to stop in every morning when I get a chance. Yeah. But I don't always, you know. Anyway, I'm in a confessional, right? I'm all done. I'm waiting for my penance. The priest slides open a little door, sticks a gun through, and he robs me.
Usual.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I never heard of a priest robbing somebody. I thought they took a vow of poverty.
Mr. Duggan, did it ever occur to you that this was an imposter and not a real priest?
No. How am I supposed to know? They're even talking about letting priests get married. How do I know they're not allowed to carry guns around, huh?
No. No more bets. How do I know how you're going to make up the business? Besides, I'm a cop. I'd just be fostering organized crime. Goodbye.
Your bookie?
Yeah, I'm through with him.
Well, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Oh, no, I'm not quitting. Oh, I'm just going to start using the state off-track betting. I figure some of my money will wind up with the state and city treasuries and, in turn, pays my salary.
Interesting theory.
A kind of payroll savings plan.
Captain, the guy over there says he was robbed by a priest in a confessional.
Oh, boy.
So my guess is it was an imposter.
I would hope so.
Big church like St. Mark's, anybody dressed like a priest can walk in there unnoticed and hold somebody up.
Keep a good thought.
Unless, of course, it was a real priest.
Well,
I better go on over there, check out any of the priests for something unusual. Custom tailored vestments. Sabbatical to Vegas.
Is this the police? Is there someone here that can help me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Captain Miller.
I want you to get him. I want you to catch him.
Right.
I want you to put him away.
Fine. Won't you have a seat?
Oh, God, I'm sick.
Okay, just sit right there.
I could kill him. I could kill him.
Are you hurt?
I'm destroyed.
What happened?
Rape.
Oh, boy. All right, just have a seat. Give us your name now.
Lindsay. Catherine Lindsay.
All right, now, do you think you can give us a description of the man, Miss Lindsay?
Yes, I have one right here in my purse. There you go.
Picture?
That man is an animal, a degenerate. That man is my husband.
Priest.
Nothing.
Except the doctor.
Doctor?
Robbery about 6 months ago. Man was held up in a clinic by a doctor.
You think it's the same man?
The descriptions don't match.
Except that it fits my theory that our man's an impersonator of authority figures. Doctors, lawyers, maybe even cops.
It's not a bad approach.
Don't mention it.
Unless it's just a simple case of a guy who likes dressing up like a priest because it's a good disguise.
Harris, weren't you always the one who opted for the psychological approach?
Yeah, well, it was taken.
All
sorry, right? It's this way. The Barnes, Mr.
That's him. That's the man who did it.
Who did what, Captain? What the hell's going on down there?
Tell him. Go ahead. Somebody tell him. I want to see his face.
What? What is all this?
Somebody tell him.
Just take it easy. Mr. Lindsay, your wife is accusing you of forcibly, against her will,
She said you raped her.
Thank you, Dietrich.
I'm talking about rape. That's my wife.
Mr. Lindsay, I have informed your wife as to the ambiguities in the law.
She's nuts. You believe her?
Mr. Lindsay, what I'm really hoping is that the two of you will be able to sit down like intelligent human beings and talk this thing out.
I don't want to talk about it. I want to charge him.
Won't you get on the phone to the district attorney's office? I want an opinion.
What kind of an opinion? It's rape. Nobody's for it.
Just have a seat, Mrs. Lindsay, please. Nick, we'll have to get some information from Mr. Lindsay.
What information? I was doing what comes naturally.
To a gorilla.
Excuse me. I'm Neil Korchak, Mr. Lindsay's attorney.
Captain Miller, here you go.
Marvin, what's going on?
Tell him, Marvin. Go ahead. Tell him.
You want to hear something funny? Tell him.
Mrs. Lindsay has accused Mr. Lindsay of rape.
That's ridiculous. She's his wife.
Another furniture manufacturer heard from.
Mrs. Lindsay maintains that Mr. Lindsay used force to make her
pliable.
Yeah, you're talking about assault.
He violated my privacy when I did not want my privacy violated.
Barney, robbery on 8th. A cop held up a guy.
A cop?
Interest.
Coincidence.
I think that could be our man, Captain.
All right, you and Harris, check it out.
I get your coat.
Yeah.
Captain, if I could just talk to both of them alone, perhaps I could help cool them down.
If you can get them to agree to that, be my guest.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm coming. Man, I sure hope this is just a real cop gone bad.
Warren? DA's office.
Yeah?
They're sending someone down here and they want to charge Mr. Lindsay with rape.
I don't believe it.
What are they trying to prove?
I don't know. Why do they want to convert to the metric system? That's my point.
I don't understand you, Catherine. I'd break my butt giving you everything a woman could want. Last week, I brought her a garbage compactor.
That is touching. That is very touching, Marvin. Whatever happened to flowers? What about a box of candy?
All right, come on. Let's get inside here.
Jeez. Come on, guy. Take it easy.
Yeah. Just empty your pockets on the desk there, huh?
I mean, respect the uniform, if not the man.
I'm Detective Harris. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Leslie Dornan, Assistant DA.
Wow, you're the DA.
I can prove it if I have to.
Oh, no. I just meant that you don't, you don't look like most of the DAs I know.
Well, you don't look like most of the Harrises I know.
I'll get Captain Miller for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Sit down. Keep an eye on him, huh?
Don't worry about him. People like that.
Hey, look, let's don't discuss it. We've got company.
That's the DA, huh?
Yeah.
He wouldn't mind going over a little testimony with her sometime.
Oh, man, that is base. I mean, really, judging somebody just like a slab of ribs. I mean, before you even get a chance to find out what her, the intellectual capabilities are.
Maybe you're right. I mean, I do sometimes judge people on their appearances, you know, before I've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
My hair look all right?
Very intellectual.
Hi. Look at the cute little tickets they give you. Huh? Never got anything like this from the bookies. I got something in every race.
Fascinating.
Nick, this is the assistant DA, Miss Leslie Dornan.
How do you do?
Sergeant Nick Yamana. I like to lunch early. That allows me the opportunity to work straight through the afternoon. Watch what you say.
What? That's Dornan, the DA.
Really?
Yeah.
My God, it's a woman. No, this is unfair. It really is.
Miss Dornan, I'm Captain Miller.
It's nice to know you, Captain. Look, I don't want to beat around the bush.
Certainly not. Mr. Lindsay, the accused, Mr. Korshak, Mr. Lindsay's attorney, and Mrs. Lindsay.
Mrs. Lindsay.
How do you do?
I want you to know that we're going to do everything possible to see to it that your rights as a human being are preserved.
That's all I want.
Sure, now. Before it was a colored TV, a washing machine, a toaster oven.
Hold it down, Mr. Lindsay.
Do you consider yourself a failure?
A failure? I should say not.
Thank you.
Big deal. So I didn't make it through grade school. Politics. Look, I just want you to get me out of here.
Don't worry about it, Marvin. They have no basis in law. They're just trying to make a test case out of this.
What does that mean?
It means they want it to go through the system. You know, argument, plea bargaining, trial, appeal, maybe even eventually the Supreme Court. This could be big, Marvin.
You could be famous, Mr. Lindsay.
What?
Court decisions of this magnitude are usually named after the defendant.
Yeah?
It could appear in legal reviews, magazines, even textbooks.
No kidding.
Rape would be known as committing a Marvin Lindsay.
It's got a ring to it.
Actually, Ms. Dornan, I'm not certain that the laws concerning rape are all that clear in a case like this.
The laws defining rape are clear enough.
I know the laws, Ms. Dornan, and none of them apply to my client.
There may be a difference of opinion in that.
A man may be charged with rape if the woman is adjudged to have been incapable of consent due to unsoundness of mind or lunacy.
That's one for you, Catherine.
Obviously, this is a case of a woman who resisted and was then overcome by force.
That's mine.
Rape may be charged if the woman was unconscious of the nature of the act. Mr. Lindsay, was she unconscious of the nature of the act?
Usually.
He misunderstood the question.
Miss Dornan, do you really think that the district attorney's office wants to make this a test case?
Captain, are you questioning my authority?
No, certainly not. It's just that I'd like to understand it better.
Miss Dornan, face it. You have no case. Even if you could prove that something happened, anyone in your office would settle for the lesser charge of simple assault.
Mr. Korchak, when I'm through, there won't be a woman in this country who won't be grateful that we didn't bend under the pressure of convenience.
Spirit, yet a woman too.
What?
William Wordsworth.
There is nothing like a dame. Oscar Hammerstein.
Hey, tell me something. Will you, do I have to stay in jail or don't I?
Actually, Mr. Lindsay, that depends on Mrs. Lindsay.
You see what you've caused? Do you know what you're doing here?
Well, it's all because of the way you behave, Marvin.
You used to love the way I behave.
Well, that was before you forgot that I was a person. You want to know how to treat a woman? Listen to him. He knows how to treat a woman. Go ahead, tell him like you told me.
I didn't mention any specifics.
No, but I mean you just don't go home and go zingo.
No, no. Not that.
Now, pay attention, Marvin. Listen.
Well, this isn't really my... You know, there are some pleasantries, some courtesies that we extend to one another. Do you understand?
Tell him the kind of courtesies.
Well, we're all different, Mrs. Lindsay. I mean, we have different likes, different dislikes, you know. See, my wife happens to like soft music, a bottle of wine.
It's not so much a matter of the material things that one gives.
Oh, no.
It's an appreciation of women as individuals, a respect for them as human beings, an awareness of their feelings and sensitivities, an anticipation of their needs and desires. It's really very simple.
I'll be walking into that courtroom with an armload of precedents based on English common law. Hey, Ms. Dornan.
What?
The fundamentals of English common law.
Yes, of course. English common law is all very well. But what I'm talking about is the treatment of women as individuals. A respect for them as human beings. English common law has nothing to do with an awareness of their feelings or sensitivities.
Very well put.
Hey, tell me the truth, will you? What is this really about? What the hell do you really want?
You heard him. I want respect.
Hey, I got respect for you. I just got it faster.
No, I can't talk to you anymore.
Hey, wait a minute. I got feelings, you know, too. Like the feelings I get when I'm near you. And you know what happens.
Yeah, but I'd like to be let in on it.
All right, from now on, you'll be the first to know.
I'd appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We'll discuss that, too.
It's about time a case like this was brought to the attention of the public to reaffirm some basic biological laws.
Excuse me. So we're going to talk about biological law, male prerogatives, a macho claptrap. Oh, I love this.
Pardon me. I hate to break this up, but I have the feeling that Mrs. Lindsay may not be proceeding with the complaint.
What?
Isn't that wonderful?
Mrs. Lindsay, you're not going to press charges?
I'm sorry if I wasted your time, Miss Dornan.
It's not my time. It's your dignity, your rights.
Yeah, I know, but we've been talking, and I think he's learned his lesson.
Marvin? You reconciled.
I don't like it in here.
I could have gotten you off.
I am off.
Don't say what? Where's the commitment to principle? Where's the standing up for your one's own rights? Where's the dedication?
Am I paying you by the hour?
Of course.
Then get off the clock.
Well, Mr. Korchak, it appears you've won.
I suppose. Well, I might as well be going. Goodbye, Ms. Dornan. Could have been fun.
Another time, perhaps. Well, goodbye, Captain. Thank you for your time.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Unfortunately, there'll be other opportunities.
Unfortunately. Nick, turn Mr. Lindsay loose.
All right.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Just anticipating needs.
I see.
You know, I'm assigned to the DA's office a couple of days every month.
Drop by. I'll buy you lunch.
Well, goodbye, Captain. We're leaving.
Good luck, Mrs. Lindsay.
Hey, thanks for setting such a good example.
Don't mention it.
Goodbye, Captain.
Take it easy, Mr. Lindsay.
Yeah. So listen, if you want, we can stop and get some records, a couple of bottles of wine.
Some candles. Oh, we could dance?
We could dance.
We could talk?
We could talk.
And Marvin, whatever you want.
Whatever's legal.
Well, Nick, file that under unfinished business.
I check Ross for priors. He's got a long history of mental breakdown, psychiatric confinement.
Very good, Dietrich.
I wouldn't mention it to Harris.
Hey, you got something on?
A little cologne.
You, shaved?
Yeah, it felt like it.
Is that another shirt?
Yeah, there were a lot of people in the room, you know. I perspired. Where is everybody?
She's gone.
Oh, listen, Ward, you can forget about finishing the Lindsay report.
What is that?
Cologne. Oh, and I shaved. I changed my shirt, all right?
Royal Precinct, your mom. Yeah, got it. Thank you. Barney, 10:30 on Houston.
Okay, you and Ward, Joe.
Let's go, Woj.
Come on. Something wrong?
No. You think you ought to change your shirt?
Offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long.